directly. New Jersey State Police say the CNN personality's wife called police on the morning of October 5th after she heard a gunshot at her home. An investigation found a bullet had hit the side of the house. Members of the Senate have agreed to extend a popular tax credit for first-time homebuyers that was set to expire in November and to offer a reduced credit to some repeat buyers.
Many in the real estate industry are applauding the extension of the $8,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers and happy to see a credit for those switching homes after at least 5 years. Fred Arnold, past president of the California Association of Mortgage Brokers.
One of the main things that was preventing people from buying a house was the down payment, so they're scraping that up. They know they're going to get that credit once they file their tax return.
He says there's a big ripple effect.
Putting carpet in, landscape, and that puts money directly into the economy and creates jobs.
Legislators said the new tax credits would be in effect for those who close by the end of April. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Health officials think that as many as 5.7 million Americans were infected with the H1N1 flu during the first few months of the pandemic. Scientists at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that between 1.8 million and 5.7 million Americans were infected from April through July. The estimate is the CDC's most specific calculation to date. Officials have simply been saying millions have been infected. The estimate is in an article in a CDC publication called Emerging Infectious Diseases. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills over beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of, hopefully, of Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Dennis, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, we've been talking about all sorts of interesting things, and we were talking about the Obama health care plan, the ministers of euthanasia. Are we going to go on with that, or are we going to have another subject?
No, that'll be fine.
Then I'll pick up the story.
Okay, I'll pick up the latest article I have is News with Views is Ministers of Euthanasia, Part 2. And we had begun that last time, and next week there'll be a part three. But what we had gotten to in part two was early in the 1970s, May 1973 issue of something called PRISM. That's a publication of the AMA, American Medical Association. There was an article titled Children from the Laboratory. And in there, Dr. James D. Watson, who would later work on the Human Genome Project, mapping out the code there, he stated this in 1973, quote, "I think we must reevaluate our basic assumptions about the meaning of life. Perhaps no one should be thought of as alive until about 3 days after birth. If a child were not declared alive until 3 days after birth, then the doctor could allow the child to die if the parent so chose," end quote. And after that, I say in my article, if this sounds rather pardon, shocking to you, It really shouldn't be, because isn't this what we as a nation would accept just 3 days earlier? We just call it partial birth abortion, which we as a nation have accepted for years now. I'm not saying we like it, but we've accepted it. We haven't done anything seriously to demand that that practice be ended immediately.
And
we haven't put forth that effort.
And I think it's so important that every person listening to this audience realize is that the Republicans controlled both houses of the legislature and the presidency, and they could have repealed Roe versus Wade anytime they wanted. All they had to do was pass by a simple majority vote, not a supermajority, not 60 or 65% or two-thirds majority, a simple majority vote saying, we repeal Roe versus Wade. We will return the responsibility for determining whether abortion is legal to the states, and the Supreme Court cannot intervene. And George Bush, the man who professed to be such a great Christian, well, at least right up until after he was ready to retire, then he said, of course, there are lots of ways to heaven, and you know everything in the Bible isn't true and all of this sort of thing. But George Bush, who professed to be such a Christian, never tried to get it through. Oh, he'd twist people's arms to get through a legislation, you know, like the Ted Kennedy's No Child Left Behind, like Ted Kennedy's Medicare drug bill, but never tried, of course, to protect the lives of unborn and helpless children. But the Republican leadership went right along with them. Go right ahead, Dennis.
Sure. And for your listeners who missed last time, at the end of part one of this series, I included a regulation that George Bush signed in Texas back when he was governor, which allowed basically euthanasia to occur. So this individual who claimed to be such a Christian really wasn't, in my opinion. I remember also something, it's been a long time, I put it in one of my articles, I guess years ago, how at the time he was governor, there was also a man who had committed a horrible crime. I believe it was against the most wanted host on TV's son. I think that's where that series began. It was just, you know, child abuse and horrible and murder and all that. And George Bush okayed his release from prison, and about the same time, there was this woman who had committed a capital offense. But she, in prison, had converted to Christianity, and she had letters all over the country saying what a model she was and what an exemplary person she was in helping other prisoners and criminals to change their life and turn it around. And when they asked George Bush, well, are you going to spare her? He just sort of laughed, and then she got executed. And so this fellow is not all he says he is, I'm afraid. And so, as you said, Dr. Stan, they had plenty of chances to do not only what you said, but as you indicated, it's a, you know, you can limit federal court's jurisdiction. It's in the Constitution. Tom Daschle did it frequently when he was head of the Democrats in the Senate. If a bill came up regarding farm subsidies or something like that, they would just attach that little statement that this law that we've passed cannot be reviewed by the federal courts. And so, sure, George Bush president and the Republicans controlling both houses of Congress, they could have done it. They didn't. And so that says something about us as a nation, because ultimately it really does come back to us. I mean, you know, we the people. We literally put those people there. Now, there's all sorts of reasons how the deck is stacked and so forth, but the bottom line is we really do and have gone out and voted for those people who have done those things. Okay, back to the article. As I indicated, what Watson says, a lot of people would gasp, you know, 3 days after he's born, oh, this is how cruel this is, so forth. But like I said, if it was just 3 days earlier, we call it partial birth abortion, and how it's a, you know, wonderful and constitutionally protected. A lot of people, anyway, believe that. So as I say, that makes you see just how sick and degenerate we have become as a people to allow that to go on for so long. Regarding that issue of abortion, January 22 of 73, of course, is when the U.S. Supreme Court legalized aborting which I call euthanizing. I mean, it's euthanizing, quote, unwanted, quote, preborn children. That's what it's doing. It is a form of euthanasia. And this was the culmination of Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger's desire to limit, and she was explicit about this. She wanted to limit by means of a birth control or forced sterilization or abortion, what she called dysgenic, D-Y-S-G-E-N-I-C, dysgenic stock. And relevant to that, Sanger had what she called a Negro project to limit the number of blacks born. She actually went out and hired a black minister to go out and allay or calm the fears of blacks who might get the idea that they were trying to wipe out the black population. And so you might say, well, okay, yeah, that was back then. But Planned Parenthood, even until recently, or even now, there's been a number of cases where people have said they were contributing to Planned Parenthood so that there would be a limitation on blacks having children. And while most of the supporters of Planned Parenthood, I'm sure, cannot be characterized as, quote, racist, I have a tape. It's from CNN's program Crossfire. It's back on January 1 of 1987. And in there, Faye Waddleton, who's black herself, and she is head, president of Planned Parenthood at the time, was responding to a debate, I think, with Robert Dornan, the congressman at the time. And she said, quote, "We have received contributions from people who want to support us, Planned Parenthood, because they want all black women to stop having children," end quote. Now, the point there is, here's the president, no matter what they, you know, the song and dance they put out today, who says, "We have received these contributions." Now, she didn't say, "Well, they sent them to us, but of course we don't like that, and so we sent them back." She didn't say that. And so you can pretty well count on Planned Parenthood, even today, receiving the contributions from those types of people and not turning immediately around and saying, or if they call and say, "No, no, we don't want that." And about that same time as Faye Waddleton was saying that, there was an interview in a newspaper with a bishop who's in Africa. His name is Peter.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, and our guest is, of course, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and we're talking about the ministers of euthanasia. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people in our government who believe in euthanasia. In fact, Sydney, Dr. Emanuel, Sydney of the Rahm Emanuel's brother, this is Ezekiel Emanuel, has written extensively about how terrible the Hippocratic Oath is and how doctors have to stop following the Hippocratic Oath and protecting their patients. They have to be worried about society and society's obligations. And the idea that your job is to protect the patients and their health and their lives, well, we've got to think about society as well. Do you really want this man as one of the chief medical advisors to the President of the United States and designing your health care, especially as you get older? Go right ahead, Dennis.
Right, and that philosophy of Ezekiel Emanuel fits perfectly with not only Barack Obama's but George W. Bush's communitarian philosophy, both of them, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. They both had communitarian beliefs, and that's not, you know, somebody's opinion about some statement they made. That was just flat out stated about George W. Bush when he came into office. Dana Milbank in a Washington Post column, there's a long column saying communitarianism reflects the philosophy of the Bush administration. It was brought to him by Karl Rove, and Obama has picked it up as basically you may have individual rights, but they have to be balanced against the larger needs of the community is what the communitarian philosophy has. And so that's what Ezekiel Emanuel is saying. You know, okay, sure, we have patients, but then they have to be balanced against the cost to society and so forth. So it's perfectly consistent over, you know, decades and decades that this philosophy, a communitarian philosophy, which is most closely linked to the socialism that the world global elite planners want us to have for a world socialist government. And so it's sort of like Carol Quigley said, you might alternate power and kick the rascals out, but then, you know, when the new rascal comes in, nothing much has changed. And so at this point in the Ministers of Euthanasia article, I did part two. I had talked about Faye Waddleton talking about they have received contributions at Planned Parenthood from people who want to contribute to them so that all black women will stop having children. And to show this isn't just an American thing, that the Parolee has this larger perspective, this global perspective. At about that same time, there was an archbishop over in Ghana which I don't think is by accident, that Kofi Annan had come as the subsequent head of the Security Council after Boutros-Ghali at the UN. And in there, this archbishop, his last name was Derry, D-E-R-Y, revealed that, quote, there was pressure by the World Bank to legalize abortion. He says, although the church and the people have so far been able to prevent this, he then says, for how long? I don't know. In other words, there's tremendous pressure, economic pressure brought by the World Bank, and in this case, but others as well, the International Monetary Fund and others, pressuring these people to have certain population control measures, which include basically this sort of euthanasia attitude towards things. Well, anyway, that was I was talking about the issue of abortion, and the year after the Supreme Court's ruling legalizing what I call the euthanizing of unquote unwanted preborn children, the very next year in 1974 in February. There was a secret 42-page report, and it was prepared there then by a euthanasia task force on death and dying. It was a private task force, probably got some government money, but it was a private task force, and it became commonly known as the Alethea Report. Now, I've written an earlier article, News with Views, on that, and if anybody wants to see it, if they go to News with Views, and click on my name or have a URL, there's always a Dennis, my first name, followed by a number. In this case, the Alethea Report would be Dennis number 28. But anyway, what that did was 1974 detailed a 10-year plan that would be from 74 to 84 to achieve their goals. And a part of that, it included changing the, quote, values of self and the values of society. See, both. You got to do both, self and society. That's the sort of communitarian way. And they wanted to change those values through death and dying education programs, living wills, and so on. So about 3 years after they began that Alethea Report, on August 16th of 1977, in the state where I am, the governor was a James B. Hunt, Jr., North Carolina, and he wrote, a friend of mine who was a nurse asked him, why you support tax funding? It was like $1 million a year, tax funding for abortion. Because the polls, all of the polls, politicians love polls, said that the public did not want their tax dollars used for that purpose, which, as I said, is, in my opinion, euthanizing unwanted preborn children. And so he wrote this letter back, and he said the reason he supported that, now remember, this is not to prevent pregnancy. The pregnancy is already there. So this is for abortion. You know, the pregnancy has already occurred, and he wants to end it with dollars. And he says the reason is, quote, we must concentrate on raising new generations of children who are not stunted or handicapped in some way, end quote. Now think about the mentality that it takes to say something like that. And that was the same time, that's August 1977, that an HEW, Health Education and Welfare, federal government, medical consultant, her name was Dr. Ursula Anderson. She's from Europe, but at the time she was with HEW. She approached the division in this state, North Carolina Division of Health Services, to prepare a plan to what they called regionalize child health care as part of a national strategy. This wasn't just, you know, let's try this here. It was, this was going to be the pilot, and then it was going to go to all 50 states. In fact, at the time, there was a group under International Year of the Child and so on. And Jean Young, who is the wife of Andrew Young, you'll recall his name from the Carter administration, she said, oh, this is great. Give me 50 copies so I can disperse this plan all over the nation, you know, one for each state. And according to this plan, part of a national plan, it called for what was called, quote, health care homes. And they would be established in each county. Now, in case you think that's your local doctor's office, no. This is basically what we might have under Obamacare. But this was the pilot back in 77. And it said, this is, quote, responsibilities belonging to the child and the family are required. And here are some of them. This is as follows. This is part of the responsibilities that the family and the child have to do. Child and family will accept one principal source of primary care, will make contact, will arrange for examination, education, counseling, etc. Records will be transferred, and so on.
That is what freedom is all about. No, you will do what the state wants you to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving towards a fascist dictatorship. Are you concerned? And what are you going to do about it? We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Cuddy for the second half of this afternoon's program, Foretelling the Coming Fascist Dictatorship.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. If you'd like to read his articles, you can find them at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. We carry a number of Dennis's books, things like The Conspiracy, Secret Record Revealed, Mental Health Screening, and there's a lot more than mental health screening, The Road to Socialism, certainly The Timeline for the New World Order, Educational Timeline for the New World Order, with literally, I think, about 2,000 quotes there?
There's 3,000 items in the index.
All right, well, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and it is available to Radio Liberty. You need to have these quotations in your library. But why don't you go on from there, Dennis?
Okay. I was talking about this. It's called the Child Health Plan for Raising a New Generation in North Carolina. A lot of times listeners may get the impression, well, okay, so the feds are, you know, putting a little money into this little state effort. But that's not what this was. This was deliberately from HEW as part of a national strategy, and that's why Mrs. Jean Young, the wife of Andrew Young, who was our representative for the International Year of the Child, remember, International Year of the Child, and that effort began in East Germany at the time. So you see where this thing's going. But anyway, what they were doing was what may be resurrected under Obamacare. Now, they're being a little more careful now, but at that time, there were going to be these health care homes, and there were responsibilities that were required. And all of these said, you will do this, like child and family will accept one principal source of care, your records will be transferred to this home, and so on. They didn't say may, they said it will. And so if we hadn't caught on to this here, my mother was a big part of that as well, spreading the word on that around the nation. what may have happened was the original of Obamacare back then under Jimmy Carter. And, of course, then after the Republicans left and Bill Clinton came in, the first year you had Hillary's health care task force. And in that case, that was going to pick up on this sort of thing. Because this governor that I mentioned, 1977, James Hunt, who was in on this HEW effort, when he left office the first time, then he came back when Clinton was in. He was also back as governor from 93 to 2001. And during the interim, he had been the chairman of the Robert Wood Johnson's Mental Health Youth Services Program. And I've already mentioned in the past how he went out to Kentucky and Kent Masterson Brown, an attorney there, who had successfully sued Hillary's task force to make their name public. And I also have a document from the state of Pennsylvania where the attorney Brown had provided testimony there because some things were going on there. What they did, in his words, was buy legislation. This is attorney Brown said they were buying legislation in Kentucky and so forth. What happened was you have Robert Wood Johnson providing initial funds that would get a program going, let's say the Texas Medication Algorithm Project in Texas, and those would entail various pharmaceuticals, which in some cases just happened to be produced by Johnson & Johnson subsidiaries like Janssen Pharmaceuticals or Ortho Pharmaceuticals. And then what happened was what you find is that those names were made public. Hillary had to back off, and so there was a delay. But the whole thing has been going on for decades, and now it's being resurrected with a little different wording, you know, a little different caution, a little more gradualistic. But it's the same sort of philosophy probably under Obamacare. They're using the funding here in this case to drive the thing. In other words, they're not putting anything explicit. You know, it's not like you will report, you know, seek high to some central location where nasty things will happen. But what they're doing is through a funding mechanism. Oh, my goodness, you know, things are getting so expensive, there's limited funds, so unfortunately we have to choose. You know, we have to pick and choose whether you are going to get certain medical procedures which will prolong your life or not. In other words, we're going to let you croak. So they're doing it sort of indirectly. They've learned how to do that. Now, That was in the 70s when that began, and then a few years after that, after 1977, in July of 1980, you have, and I put this in my article, a New Ager, Barbara Marks Hubbard. She receives the nomination at the Democratic National Convention to be a vice presidential candidate. Now, that's the same year, 1980, when she authored something called the Book of Co-Creation, in which she said that one-fourth of the Earth's population were what she called defective seeds. That's sort of like Margaret Sanger's dysgenic stocks, right? And in this case, she said they're defective seeds who, quote, must be eliminated from the social body, end quote. And she then wrote that she and her compatriots are, quote, are in charge of God's selection process for the planet Earth. He, God, selects, we destroy. We are the riders of the pale horse death, end quote. And so this gives you an idea how this philosophy has been ongoing, you know, under different administrations, taking a little different form, a little more gradualistic sometimes than others, but the same sort of euthanasia, eugenic philosophy seems to go right along. Now, in that year, of course, in 1980, the Democrats didn't win. President Reagan won. And from March 13 to March 27, when I was in Washington with the U.S. Department of Education, the department held hearings regarding, among other things, something called survival games. Now, remember, you have to condition the public. You don't just spring something like, hey, let's have some euthanasia. You have to condition them, especially in the schools, because then you get the kiddies, you know, mindset. And so when they become adults, they say, oh, yeah, whatever. And so what they did was they used what were called survival games. There are several examples of these. There's the lifeboat game, the air raid shelter game, the spaceship game. But they all did basically the same thing. You might be on a lifeboat. There's 10 people. Golly shucks, we only have food for 7. Who do we throw overboard? In other words, who do we kill? In other words, you know, euthanasia. You know, we're coming up with a mentality of who, unfortunately, we should kill. Basically, that's what it is. And so in these games, children were asked whom they would be willing to kill. And there was testimony, and an example would be a Mrs. Dellinger testified. This is her testimony, quote, "A survival game in which my seventh grade son participated in required him to eliminate 5 out of 10 whom they did not have room for on a spaceship." She goes on and says, "This is a subtle way to accept genocide, to become desensitized to euthanasia and infanticide, and to destroy religious beliefs." She said, "Because the clergyman is always the oldest in these games, or nearly the oldest, and he is the one certainly to be eliminated," end quote. See, they do that deliberately. And they have this group of people, and there's this old clergyman. Well, let's get rid of him, you know, because he's old. But he happens to be a clergyman, right? Now, that is the same year, 1984. Some of you may remember that Governor Richard Lamb of Colorado said old people have, quote, a duty to die. You know, you got a duty, you've lived long enough, you know, get out of the way, time for the next generation to come along, you got a duty to die. So this is a philosophy that was pervasive, still is. You find this same attitude existing now in Obamacare, but they're not quite as explicit. Sometimes they are, but they're not quite as explicit. What they do is just like Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan said, Dr. Richard Day mentioned in the late 60s, where he said the cost of medical care would be intentionally made burdensomely high so that euthanasia would be more acceptable.
Friends, for our listeners out there, this is contained in a 4-tape set, which we offer exclusively. They're the interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, who is actually a practicing pediatrician in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who heard a talk given by Dr. Day, who was the medical director, had been medical director for Planned Parenthood, where he laid out the whole plan. Oh, this was in 1969, and Dr. Dunnigan tells the story in the early 1990s. It's in the New Order of the Barbarians. Everything he said was prophetic. It's coming to pass today.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Radio, and with me, our guest is Dr. Cuddy. This is the last segment, so go ahead, Dennis. Let's get as much in as we can.
Okay. At the end, just before the break, I finished up what was part two of my Ministers of Euthanasia. And what I try to do in each of these programs is touch on at least something of contemporary import as well. And so yesterday they were making a big deal on the news of Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State's remark that it was hard for her belief. She was over in Central Asia, and she was talking about Pakistan and Al-Qaeda. And she was saying it was hard for her to believe, she was talking to the Pakistanis, how Al-Qaeda had been there in northwest Pakistan since 2001, and that they were unable to find them and deal with them. And there was a lot of gasp in the diplomatic corps when she said that. But I would remind people of something that I'm sure Hillary knows about, but they don't say it. But we've talked about it many times. That this is no big mystery. What you have is Al-Qaeda, of course, is protected by the Taliban. The Taliban was in Afghanistan. They also are in northwest Pakistan. They're having a resurgence in Afghanistan. And the Taliban was a creation, specifically created, not existing before, but created by the ISI, that's Pakistani intelligence, and we work hand in glove with the ISI. Every time we had a secret operation in either Southeast Asia or Southeast Central Asia, we would operate through the ISI. They were our conduit to all, you know, and if you go into Turkmenistan or wherever we were going, we worked through the ISI. So I'm sure Hillary realizes this, but she may not want to say it, that this is no big surprise, you know, that the Taliban's protecting Al-Qaeda. Yes, they've been there for a long time. Yes, the ISI created the Taliban. Yes, we fund the Pakistanis. Yes, our money goes to the ISI. And yes, the CIA works with them. You know, this is not rocket science to see what's happening here. So there probably is not going to be any dramatic change there, unless, of course, we want to create a, quote, incident, which we may well want to do, because that's how the world moves along. You create these crises, and, oh, my goodness, you know, we have to intervene or whatever it is, economically, militarily, and so on. Now, this is all part of a process, a dialectical process, moving inexorably toward this world socialist government that I mentioned is the ultimate goal of the power elite. And as Dr. Stan has mentioned many times, it has a spiritual or religious component. And therefore, when we talk about the new religion, you know, new world religion, one world religion, and Alice Bailey's, the occultist, Luciferian Alice Bailey's plan that's supposed to reach fulfillment, according to her, around 2025, this would be after the economic plan has come to fruition with a global currency called the Phoenix in 2018, you have people say, oh, well, you know, that's Alice and her weirdos, this very small group and so on. But what you got to remember is Alice has had the Lucifer Publishing, which became Lucis Trust, and Lucis Trust was in charge of the UN Meditation Room for many, many years. These people are well accepted in the hierarchy. They're well accepted at the UN. Robert Mueller, who was Assistant Secretary General of the UN for many, many, many years, I mean, Secretary Generals would come and go, but Mueller would be there as an assistant. The Robert Mueller schools are based on the underlying principles of Alice Bailey, the Luciferian. And so, you know, this is fairly clear. And so in 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit, you know, there's Maurice Strong, all the big shots. What do they say? They say the great invocation, you know, which is what Alice is promoting in her Luciferian philosophy. So this is not some obscure little, you know, minority group here. They're thoroughly accepted by these big shots at the UN. And so what you do is, if you're going to establish this new world religion, which will be a synthesis of all existing religions thrown in with some occultic New Age stuff, and, you know, Lucifer, they may not call it that, but basically that's what it'll be. What you'd have to do, as I said in my Ministers of Euthanasia Part 2, you have to condition the people, usually at the kiddie level, right, because you got to get them programmed so the way that they accept this stuff, to accept this type of philosophy. So what do? Well, they kick God out, right, school prayer, no Bible, the early 60s, but what do they keep? What they keep is what's coming up tomorrow night. Halloween, right? You have all these Halloween parties all over the place. All the talk shows, you know, they dress up in these little costumes, these little devil outfits, you know, isn't that cute? Little devil outfit. And they have these little celebrations in the school with little skeletons, little devils running around. That's okay, right? Occultism's okay. Get God and the Bible out, but you keep that Halloween. You know, you present it as, oh, isn't this funny? We'll get some candy, you know. Let's go around trick-or-treating. Isn't this cute? And they will do that, and they'll promote Harry Potter, you know, the witches and the warlocks and all of that. And you do that primarily at the kiddie level so that later on Alexander Pope poem kicks in where, you know, at first you see something of so frightful, mean, M-I-E-N, but then after you see it a while, you embrace it. That's what Pope said. He was absolutely right. Centuries ago, he said, that's the way it works. And so that's what they're getting these children to do. So they accept this New Age occultic synthesis of all religions into this one world religion. And I think time's about out, isn't it?
Time is up. I'm going to have to let you go. But Vice is a monster of such horrible mean as to be hated is but to be seen. But seen too oft, too familiar with her face, we first abhor and then, I've forgotten it, but we finally embrace. That's what it's all about. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
And that was Dr. Dennis Cuddy. I hope you enjoyed that. Incidentally, of course, nothing is as it appears to be. If you want to know how the world really works, certainly it seems absurd to believe that we're financing the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Well, it would be absurd to think that the British were financing the IRA that was setting up bombs in London. But if you go up on your search engine and just look for leader of the IRA with British agent, you'll find not one but several of the key leaders of the Irish Republican Army that was viciously attacking the British and torturing people to death. They were paid British agents. Just go up there. I just did this now. Leader of IRA was British agent. Understand how the world really works. And that, of course, you can begin to understand what's really going on today. They've infiltrated our conservative organizations, our Christian organizations, our liberal organizations. There is no opposition. We're moving towards the New World Order and the New World Religion and the installation of Lucifer as the new world leader. Well, how do we oppose them? One thing you can do is get a case of my books, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can purchase them for, 60 of them for $2.50 each and market them for $12.95. Set up a booth at the local flea market or out in the park or someplace and talk to people and explain to them this book can change their lives. But $149.95 plus shipping gets you a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, an important weapon in times like this. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will give serious thought to joining the Radio Liberty Family Supporters and help us as we maintain our current 60 outlets every week. And hopefully one day we can expand, but right now we have to maintain what we have. If you have somebody would like to advertise on Radio Liberty on afternoon, evening, or weekend programs, or you know somebody who could advertise and help us, again, our number 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the Secret Mystery Set, the Secret Mystery of America's Beginnings, and Riddles in Stone, and the Eye of the Phoenix. You can get them separately for $24.95, or get them all together at $19.95 each. I think it's $59.95 for all three DVDs. You'll learn more there than you'll learn in many, many years in college. That's the Secret Mystery Series, and you need to get my talk on the final secret, the forbidden secret. That's the forbidden secret, and then, of course, the financial Armageddon and Brotherhood of Darkness as well. They're all three talks. But if you really want to get, of course, a real understanding of what's going on today, as far as the vaccines are concerned, you need the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Program. They are intentionally poisoning our children. They've destroyed over 600,000 of our children who have autism, and one of every six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or a learning disability. They know what they're doing. You need to help us get the information out. They hate the children, but they hate us as well. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily that of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because our scheduled caller was supposed to call us, and he didn't call in. And, of course, we always like to have a telephone number to reach people. They promised me repeatedly that he would be here, and lo and behold, he's not here. So it's going to be your views. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we really look forward, of course, to your calls, because we have absolutely nothing prepared. But as we look and see what's going on today, it's so very easy to believe what we read in the newspapers and to believe the logical things. Our leaders are doing everything they can to try to get us through this recession and get us out on the other side and bring prosperity back to our country. Wouldn't that be the logical thing to believe? But the truth of the matter is, our leaders are not intent upon getting us through the recession and bringing us out on the other side. Our leaders have a different agenda. They want to destroy the economic wealth of our nation. They want to destroy our nation economically. They want to destroy the world. They want to create worldwide chaos, and out of that will come the New World Order. And this is all very, very simple. If you read Henry Kissinger's article in the New York Herald Tribune on January 12th of this year, A Chance for a New World Order, and you can find it on the Internet. Just go to Internet, put down International Herald Tribune, Henry Kissinger, January 12, 2009, Chance New World Order, something like that. Why, of course, the article will come up, but he'll quite tell you, quite frankly, that the countries of the world have two choices. Either to join the new economic order that is planned, or to face chaos. You see, they're operating on a timetable, and this is the time to bring about the new economic order. How do we know that they're operating on a timetable? Because they have a master plan. And how do we know that they have a master plan? Well, we have their material, and they always talk about the plan with a capital P. Now, it wasn't very apparent until recently what was going to happen, but increasingly as we talked to people with ties to the CIA, people with information that's coming from throughout the world that in a couple of years we're going to have a war with Iran. This will probably end up a nuclear war, going to be devastation. They want to unite the world, and of course out of this, this next war will come those changes that will unite the world. But you're going to have to start making your plans accordingly. And the only way this can be avoided is if the people of this world unite and get rid of the wicked people who control our banking system, who work within the secret and covert occult societies. And we expose this worldwide movement intent upon bringing the Antichrist to power and installing the counterpart of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And that would be Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. This is not imaginary, it's real. I number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Do you care? Would you become involved?
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course it's open lines. Friday, our regularly scheduled guest didn't get here, so our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and whatever you'd like to talk about, we will talk about. We can start out talking about how they're intent upon destroying agriculture in this country. And certainly, as we pointed out in the past, in the Central Valley of California, once the breadbasket of America was so much, so many crops, the rice that was produced there, the fruit that was produced there, the nuts that were produced there, the vegetables that were produced there. We were exporting food all over the world, and we could produce it there cheaper than anybody else could. But if you go to the Central Valley of California, now you're not hearing this night after night after night after night after night on television and seeing the shallow fields because they're not planted. All you hear about is the disastrous H1N1 epidemic, which is, for all intents and purposes, over in many of the eastern states. Why very, very few people are coming to the emergency rooms, dramatic drop in the number of people coming to emergency rooms for treatment. I mean, they're doing everything they can to scare us. They tell us that over 100 children have died, you know, but of course, two-thirds of them had other diseases. They weren't healthy children. And your chances of your healthy child getting the swine flu and dying is about 1 in 1 million. But they're not going to tell you that. And the epidemic's almost over. Not only that, but the CIA, CDC ordered the state governments to stop checking for H1N1 disease. In other words, stop doing the screening for it. Just go ahead and call everything that comes up, colds, the seasonal flu, whatever it would be, just call it swine flu and we'll scare the public. But instead of talking about a very real problem, and that is what they've done in California to destroy agriculture. And what they've effectively done is simply to turn the water off this last year to the Central Valley. And, of course, the fields are empty. There's a 40% unemployment in the Central Valley of California. Why aren't we reading about this? 40% unemployment in the Central Valley of California. And we're not hearing about it because they don't want you to hear about it. Information is very tightly controlled in America. And what they want to do is destroy agriculture in this country. So they were forced to import food from other countries to build up their agriculture as we set out to destroy the farm production and farming here in the United States. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and just as they set out to destroy the automotive industry and certainly the fishing industry in the United States and the lumber industry and the mining industry and certainly the medical industry and the financial industry and the housing industry, they're all been destroyed. This didn't happen by accident, ladies and gentlemen. It happened by intent. Because there is a small group that controls both political parties that has a different agenda. We call it globalism and establishing a one world government. And what they have to do is impoverish our people so we'll be too weak to resist. Well, we've got Dave calling from Illinois. It's open line Friday afternoon because our regularly scheduled guest didn't get here. Hi, Dave from Illinois. How are you doing?
Yeah, good evening, Dr. Stan. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to put out the opinion that I think we're under a Marxist revolution in this country, literally a communist takeover by the 60th generation of people. the ones that were radicals. I actually called our own communist revolution without firing shots. Doc Stance, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. It's really happening. They're taking over. And no, me, I don't know if people don't know or don't care, but I actually call it our old Bolshevik Revolution. What do you think?
Well, I think they want you to think that it's these, you know, these people who are the long-haired radicals of the 60s have taken over, and certainly many of them are working in key positions in government. But it's just like it was after the Second World War. When the American State Department, working in concert with the people from Harvard and the major medium, brought communism to China, and everybody said, "Communists in government. Oh, it's a communist in government." And those are the days of Joe McCarthy, and Joe McCarthy was absolutely right. There are a lot of key positions were held by communist agents, and the list that he had were absolutely right. But Joe McCarthy and the average person didn't understand that America's policy was not set by the communists in government. It was set by what Professor Quigley taught in his book Tragedy and Hope calls the Anglo-American establishment. This group of very wealthy people who has used communism as a cover for many generations to conceal their control of the government. I'm talking about the people who control our major banks, the people who control our major major news media, the people who control our major corporations, the people who control our major foundations. And see, what they want you to do is focus your attention on the threat of communism. And of course, communism is a terrible thing. But there was never any true communism in Russia. It was always an elite who controlled and were kept in power by the people here in the United States. And it's those same people who control the policies here in the United States today. And that's what nobody's going to tell you. In fact, Alex Jones, when I was on with him last time, commented that he was called in by one of the major networks and said, "You know, you're doing a great job. You're very talented. You're a wonderful young man. We love you. And you could be the next Rush Limbaugh. All you have to do is go on the radio and not talk about the Federal Reserve, not talk about globalism and the move towards the New World Order. I mean, you know, and you'll make so much money you won't know what to do with it." And Alex said, "I just told him. I mean, you know, if we lose this country, all the money isn't going to matter at all." And he turned him down to his credit. And there are not a lot of people that have the courage to do that, which his stock went up about 1,000% in my eyes. So, Dave, don't let them confuse you. Communism is terrible. But, of course, there was never any communism in Russia. It was a ruling elite that were maintained by the powerful people in here. And behind that, the spiritual forces that energized them all.
Well, and that's what I mean, Doctor. I mean, call them liberals, call them elitists, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them. I just call them the global power-hungry elite. And they're doing it to us behind the scenes. Some are bankers, some are CEOs, some are politicians. But they are what some people call the Illuminati. I just call it the global elite, who are power hungry, and these people are insane, and they're winning. They're changing this country with Obama, and the Democrats are changing this for our eyes, and of course, Republicans are much better. But we're going down the path towards the way of the Soviet Union, unless we can stop them. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I wouldn't disagree. We're going down the skids towards the Soviet Union. But the Soviet Union was an authoritarian system. That's all it was, a group of ruthless and evil people who killed almost 60 million of their own countrymen, establishing the tyranny. But communism doesn't work. And the only reason that they were able to maintain their control was because they were constantly funded from the West. And certainly we have a little pamphlet we put out that includes a speech that was given by Solzhenitsyn to the AFL-CIO at some time in the, I've forgotten exactly when, but it's called the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. And if you read that, you will understand Solzhenitsyn was pointing out that communism was being kept in power in Russia by the United States. There's a wonderful treatise up on the Internet called The Communist-Capitalist Alliance, and I've talked to the professor who wrote it. he's afraid to come on my radio programs. It was very obvious listening to him talk that he agreed with everything he'd written, but he wasn't going to risk everything to be there. There's a gentleman who works at the local university here, and back in the 1960s, he wrote a series of books called Who Rules America? Higher Circles, I think, was one of them in the Bohemian Grove. His name was Professor Domhoff. Well, of course, when I called him about a decade ago and asked him to come on to my program, he said, "Oh, shucks, I just don't remember enough about those organizations that I wrote 3 books on to discuss them. I just forgot all about them." Do you really believe that's what's happening? No, of course, he knows that if he were to go on the air and tell the truth like we do, why he wouldn't be the chairman of the department he's in. This is the way the world works, the truth about what's really going on today. So, but you're absolutely right. We're heading towards dictatorship. Our job is to educate the public and help us do that. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're running out of time, but we have, I hope Lindsay Williams is right. We got a couple of years, and of course what was so interesting is that Lindsay Williams said things very, very similar to a gentleman we've interviewed several times recently. His name is John Quirk, who spent his whole life working for the Central Intelligence Agency until he recently retired and is still traveling all throughout the world, dealing with the same people he was dealing with when he worked with the CIA. And he seems to think we've got a couple of years before this whole house of cards is completely destroyed and we're at war, in a world war with Iran. So, ladies and gentlemen, and you too, Dave, help us get the word out. We've got the truth. We've got the answers. And of course, what it is people have to get involved at the local level. Think globally, but act locally, and put together an organization that will run political candidates for your state house and the federal house, and commit yourselves totally, and just make sure that they believe in the Constitution and have the courage to stand for it. Dave, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment. If you're out there, give us a call.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Hang on here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got David calling from Thornville, Ohio, and he was just talking about the healthcare industry, and of course I was pointing out they're interested in our health. They're interested in destroying our health. They're poisoning our people by fluoridating the water, by allowing MSG and aspartame into our food supply, all sorts of pesticides. They outlawed a safe... an effective insecticide, that's DDT, and of course they're putting in all sorts of real poisons into the system. They're releasing drugs from the FDA designed to kill people. They know that. That's an example of Vioxx and some of the others. They knew they were going to kill large numbers of people, and if you haven't read Dr. David Graham's testimony, it's up on my website, his testimony, where he was in charge of testing the Vioxx. He said they knew it was going to kill somewhere between the 60,000 and 160,000 Americans. He said 60,000. I think some fellow at the Cleveland Clinic said 160,000. They knew it was going to kill people. But if people find it difficult to believe, but that's why they... released it. You see, there's a population control agenda. There are too many people, and they really want to kill them all. Anything else, David?
Well, Doctor, have you ever heard of, the worst politician of the year award for state and federal government?
No, I haven't. Who got it?
Well, no. I think that would be an interesting thing, for online people to do, just start picking out the most outrageous politician they have.
But that would be so hard to determine which it was, because most of them are outrageous.
Well, I might have to have runners-up in the states and stuff, but it would certainly give them, the politician, some place to go to see how people really feel about him.
Well, I think that the approval rating of Congress is about 12%, but this really hasn't changed. That old line of Mark Twain we used to get up on the stage when he was on tour and say, well, let's imagine now that I was a congressman, and then let's imagine that I am stupid. Well, I repeat myself, and everybody laughs. He was saying that 100 years ago. And, of course, they had about as much confidence in politicians then. And they probably had more confidence in politicians than they have now. People know something's wrong, but you got to help us connect the dots. Okay?
Okay.
God bless, and thanks so much for your call. Well, let's go to Kent, who's calling from West Virginia. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Kent. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
I was curious whether you got the material I sent you about the Principality of Seborga.
Yes, I did, and thank you so very much. In fact, I was thinking of giving you a call. If you want to tell our listeners just a little bit about Seborga, I'd never heard of it, and I read it through. You offered to send me a tape, but I wouldn't have time to read it. But you'd like to tell our listeners what Seborga is and why it's important?
Well, I heard a BBC interview Outlook program about 3 years ago, and I happened to repeat it, and I heard it the first time, and I taped it the second time. But there's a little place in Italy overlooking the, you know, little village, and it's got a long history. I looked on the internet very briefly. I was looking at our neighbors, and it's got a long, detailed history with the Masons and Knights Templar and everything.
Right,
and,
right.
And I've heard everybody I've talked about the Masons, I've never heard it mentioned, but yet they had a guy there, he called himself the Prince of Seborga, and he claimed that he could get access to any Masonic lodge around the world, and he's revered because he's from Seborga. And, you know, it's like nobody knows about it, but it's out there, and I guess only the insiders know about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, they have certain meeting places. Another one's the Isle of Man. That's another place where the Masons go from all over the world who get together and plot, of course. Those people are in the know-how. Now, of course, most Masons have no idea what Masonry is all about. But there's a small group that do. And, of course, they have a secret. When they say, you know, we're not a secret society, we're just a society with secrets. Fine, well, tell us what's the secret. They're not about to tell you. But the truth of the matter is there is a power out there that you can tap into that'll give you fame and fortune and, of course, and great wealth. And, of course, that they, according to Albert Pike in his book Morals and Dogma, one day are going to rule the world, or the rulers have come to them for advice and suggestions. But, of course, the force that they're tapping into is the force of Lucifer. But they cannot let the American people know. They can't even let most Masons know. Most of us head for the door if they knew. And that's why it's so important for people to get the truth out. Hey, look, thank you so very much for calling. Anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting that he himself was afraid to ask too much about where the power came from. He just sort of knew to mind his own business.
Well, he probably knows. He's probably afraid to say, hey, thanks so much for calling. Good to have you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
During World War II, millions suddenly found their lives in peril. One of those, 11-year-old Harold Gordon, as recounted in his book, The Last Sunrise, faced Auschwitz's horrors. This is Elizabeth Border from GCN's The Divided Kingdom, heard at 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, on WWCR 5.070 MHz, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central, Friday, 7 p.m. Central. Once, Harold Gordon's life was spared by bartering gold. Lou Blanchard and I bought gold and silver from Midas Resources years before we became GCN radio hosts. We like the fact that unlike some radio offers that hold the gold for you, Ted Anderson's Midas Resources sends it right to your front door. Lou and I hope you'll protect your family with even a few gold coins. Call 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and so they give us a call. It's open lines, and we have one other caller. We have Grandpa Stan from Minnesota. He was asking about Lyndon LaRouche and why nobody talks about him, and I don't want to spend all my time being critical of other people. And you've asked me my opinion. I will tell you that I have been following his career for many years. Back in 1986, he put a proposition. He spent $250,000 to get a proposition on the ballot here in California, saying, you know, we ought to treat HIV disease like all other disease and do standard, you know, testing and reporting of the disease, which was absolutely right. He spent $250,000, connect signatures, and then, of course, nothing to get the proposition passed. And then, of course, once they had it on the ballot, and he said, now we can put all the homosexuals in quarantine, you know, we can. And the inference was we're going to lock up all the homosexuals, and totally discredited a very legitimate position. Why would he have done something like that?
Well, because it sounds like he might not be normal, and that's okay. Why I asked the question, because I needed some insight.
All right. This is covered in my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Certainly the best book on the politics of AIDS. When I wrote it, I didn't understand that this is a man-made disease, made intentionally to create for population control. But as far as the politics of AIDS, it was the best book ever written. It's still available from Radio Liberty. It's called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. It's the story of my one-man futile campaign to try to save millions of lives. And it was what led me to give up my medical practice, to run for political office, and then to investigate population control and go on the radio, where, of course, we have a much larger audience and where at least we have some people who really understand the spiritual nature of the battle we're engaged in. Does that answer your question at all?
Well, it answers the Lyndon LaRouche question, and I want to thank you so much because it'll save me time and energy and money in the future, because I will recognize what you're saying more so than what he is saying. But I had one other question talking about England and royalty. I just read a paper here, 52 pages, on the history of the House of Rothschild. Wow.
Right.
Going back to the early 1700s, it explains how Rothschild has owned all three banks, the first, the second, and now the Federal Reserve, or been responsible for them anyway.
Well, he is part and parcel of this world satanic movement. Now, remember, the House of Rothschild really didn't get started until probably the end of the 1780s, 1790s. It was around at the time when the Illuminati was around, and they will try to tell you they organized the Illuminati, and they may have had some connection with it, but certainly they have been one of the most powerful financial forces in the world. But certainly if you go up at the Internet and look up Rothschild Golden Dawn, Rothschild Golden Dawn, you'll find that there are ties of the Rothschild family to the Golden Dawn. And, of course, this is one of the secret societies that Aleister Crowley was associated with. All of this ties into the occult. So they focus your attention on Rothschild, and certainly they are very, very powerful, and they're very, very evil in my impression. But they are simply part of this world satanic movement. They may be an important part of it, but they are not the only part of it. So don't let them get your focus. Like the people who say it's all the Jesuits, or it's all the Catholics, or it's all the Vatican, or it's all the Masons, or it's all Billy Graham or something like that. And everybody's got their favorite villain. It's all the Jews. Every one of our religions has been infiltrated. Every one of our institutions has been infiltrated. After all, who's the prince of this world? Satan.
Yep, Satan himself.
Satan himself. So there is a worldwide satanic movement. Our job is to get the word out. Okay.
Dr. Stan, thank you so much for listening to me.
God bless. And thanks so much for calling. And please get the rest of the people out there in Minnesota listening. And let's go to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz. And we'll get to George in East Indiana in a moment. Again, our number 1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295. Hi, Mike. Did you have a question or comment?
Just a question, Stan. Two callers ago, the one talking about the town in Italy, I hope he's still listening. I just wondered if he would call back in to the call screener, and I'd love to chat with him for a minute and give him my cell number.
Do you actually know anything about Saborgia?
It rings a bell from somewhere. I've got some things maybe on it. I'd like to find out more of what he knows, and we can compare notes.
All right, fine. Well, if the gentleman, that was, I believe, Kent from West Virginia, unless I'm mistaken, but if Kent would call back and, of course, talk to my producer, Barbara, while we get to Kent's number and put you and him together. Thanks very much. And let's go to George, who's calling here from East Indiana. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hey, George, how are you doing?
How are you, Dr. Stan?
Well, I'm doing fine. I really do enjoy doing open lines. But sometimes you're sort of forced into it. Our regularly scheduled guests didn't show up. Other than that, we're doing fine. And we've had a lot of great callers. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So are you caught up in this big snowstorm there in Indiana?
No, we don't have a snowstorm, but we've got rain, and it's mild where I'm at. I'm in the southern part of Indiana, but no snow yet.
All right, fine. Well, they're not being afflicted by global warming. You're right.
Dr. Stan, I've studied this since 9/11. Listened a lot to Alex Jones, your shows, a lot of different shows, and I've come to the belief that there's something that we're overlooking. These people have underground cities that have been built, and there's got to be a reason and why they're just going crazy by stealing money. They don't seem to care. They don't seem to even have a worry in the world. And now NASA is releasing information that our shields are down, and the next solar flare that hits this Earth could be diabolical. And they're expecting it to happen by 2012, 2013.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are you expecting that the solar flare will do?
Well, they're saying that crops will die. There is stories they've told about the Hopi Indian that could hold a stick out of a cave and the stick would burst into flames. This is something that might have happened before. I don't know. But they're saying that it could wipe out as much as all but 600,000 people on the planet. And that's at the NASA website. You can read the release. They've talked about it.
All right, fine. Well, I don't know anything at all about it, but I believe we're moving into a terrible, terrible time. So that's
the sun has been real quiet.
Well, we're going to have to put our faith in the Lord. We don't want to be panicked, but we have to understand that when a nation turns against God, why God eventually turns against that nation.
It almost sounds biblical, Dr. Stan, because it says in the end days they will try to pull mountains down on them to hide from God, and they're already building those underground cities to hide in.
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, there was a fellow who wrote about that. He just had his PhD, and last thing I heard about him, he was working as a window cleaner He wasn't able to get a job anywhere. I wonder why. I have a couple of the books he wrote on the underground cities. Hey, thanks so very much for calling. As you say, it almost sounds biblical. No, it definitely sounds biblical. That's what it's all about.
Thank you, Doctor.
God bless. Well, let's go to Wayne, who's calling from Arkansas. Again, the number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. This is Wayne from Arkansas. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. As well as can be expected under the dire circumstances. But, you know, we have a wonderful hope, you know, because if you have a personal relationship with the Lord, you know that the worst thing that could happen, you're going to die. And, of course, if that happens, you're going to be with Him. But in the meantime, we're here, we're put here on earth at this time in history, the most exciting time that I can imagine, where I think we're seeing the fulfillment of God's prophecies. Would you go right ahead?
You're right on key. I agree with you, Dr. Stan. I just had this conversation with a friend of mine who's a lawyer earlier today, and I told her, I said, you know, they can make all the surreptitious laws they want, but they can't make you capitulate to them. They can kill you. That Jesus says many are going to lose their souls trying to save their bodies. So, you know, I think all the callers are right, and I think you're right, and we're right on the precipice of entering the darkest time in all of humanity.
And remember, do not take the mark, no matter what happens.
No,
do not
absolutely
take the mark.
Not. No way.
Okay.
My mind isn't under control yet, Dr. Stan, just like I'm sure yours isn't. Unfortunately, most of the people in this country's minds are under control. I consider it witchcraft, what they've done through the different entertainment techniques and the media and these things. I'm sure you'd probably agree.
Absolutely. In fact, I wish you could have heard the wonderful, wonderful talk that Catherine Albrecht gave at our conference over there on Sunday. Just going into the background of why she's a Christian. And she was 9 years old. She came sort of from a godless family, but her grandmother was a godly woman. And she took this little 9-year-old girl aside and told her that one day the time was coming when everybody would be marked. They would have to carry a mark, and they were going to come up with this. And of course, as Catherine saw these things develop, and because she went back to Harvard, she's a smart lady, and comes from a very smart family, and she got a PhD on this whole idea of identification. You know, how they're going to have each one of us and everything on this world identified through RFID and by other techniques. But
well,
these things are coming. They really are.
I agree with you, Dr. Stan, and I've listened to you for years and read all of your books, and I'm kind of a student of history, and I've found a recurring theme that's happened, you know, with World War One, World War Two. I personally think Hitler was chosen to be the world leader, and then he got out of control, and they had to turn against him. And I think we're headed for this next world government, which it's looking more and more like Obama's going to be put as the head of it. That's maybe premature, but the question I had for you tonight, Dr. Stan, and I hope you can give me some enlightenment. I've been studying these people for a while, and throughout witchcraft and Kabbalah and Satanism and all these different things, and even throughout Nazism and the other occult stratas, I find the recurring numbers, even the Masons in the Skull and Bones, you find the recurring numbers 322 over and over again. Can you tell me what that means?
Well, so I remember that was the number that has to do with Skull and Bones. But I can't, other than Skull and Bones, I really don't know. I mean, certainly some people had suggested that, you know, there were a number of organizations there that, you know, this was 322, 322nd chapter, and I don't believe that for a minute. I really am not into numerology. You're going to have to get somebody a lot smarter than I am. You're probably right. It means something, but I don't know what it is. Have you been up on the Internet and looked it up?
I've tried, and you can find it in pictures over and over of the Nazis in the special death heads regiments during World War II, the ones that were especially put in. Most people don't know the true history that the Jews weren't the majority of the people sent to the concentration camps. There were many many more Christians and political dissidents.
Yeah, they're about just basically a Norman Cohn's book, War and for Genocide. And, of course, he's a Jewish scholar who writes about the Holocaust, but he tells you that there are twice as many people killed who are non-Jews as Jews. And, of course, most
Absolutely.
Of them are Christians. They never talk about that. You have to ask yourself why. But the Jews are used in this whole thing just like the Christians are used. We're all being used, and they want us to turn against one another. And we're all in this together. Why? Why God has preserved the Jews? I don't know. I don't think it's fair, but who am I to judge God? I accept what's happened. He has a plan, and we're first to observe it, and I think just to love one another as love our neighbor as ourselves. Anything else?
No, that was it, Dr. Stan. I just thought maybe you could give me some enlightenment on that.
Maybe somebody out in the audience has some thoughts on it. I sure don't. But if you're out in the audience, you have any thoughts on why that number 322 keeps coming up again and again, give us a call. Thanks so much for calling. Hey, well, let's go to Russell, who's calling from Wisconsin. Hi, Russell. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was listening to one of your callers, and he talked about solar flares, and I remember a program that John Loeffler had on his program, Steel and Seal, called the EMP Threat to National Security, and he talked about not only the possibility of a missile flying over the United States and exploding and knocking out our electrical grid, but also a solar flare can do the very same thing, and that's something that a lot of people aren't thinking about.
And I think you're absolutely right, and I've heard something about that in the past. And if John put it on, John is a very, very accurate observer and certainly a good friend. And if he said it, I believe it. Okay. So I think
that's basically it. If people want to learn more, they can contact John at steelandsteel.com and try and listen to one of his broadcasts.
Well, maybe somebody out there is an expert on it. We'd be glad to put him on. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
Okay.
Okay, fine. But if they knocked out the whole electronic system, how would we live? Well, we'd get back to maybe doing something important, spend less time on television and on the Internet. For right now, let's go to Annette calling from West Virginia. Hi, Annette. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you, Doctor. A gentleman asked about the number 322.
Yes, Is this the Annette I talked to earlier today? Okay,
yes.
Fine. You go right ahead.
Well, I didn't know myself, but someone did give an explanation. The gentleman said that it referred to Genesis 3:22, and I'm looking in my King James, and if you'd like me to read it, I will.
You go right ahead.
It said, "And the Lord God said, Behold, a man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever." And
well,
so,
I don't think God wanted us to live forever. I don't think he wanted us to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Was that what God said, or is that what the devil said?
Well, Pastor, you are a pastor, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm retired.
Well,
I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon.
Well, Dr. Stan, Adam was only died because he ate the tree of life.
Right, that's right. So God did not want us to have a lot of this forbidden knowledge that people are trying to access today. And that's the force that's out there. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our open lines. I actually always enjoy them. You never know what's going to come up. And so if you would like to, to help Radio Liberty, why, we'd love to hear from you. A lot of our regular supporters have lost their jobs. People have been with us for 15 years or more. We still try to send them the tape of the month. But, of course, if you can step in and take their place, our number 1-800-544-8927. And we're getting more people calling and about the case of the Brotherhood of Darkness, my book, because it's an excellent weapon for a time such as this, a book that can change people's outlook on the world. Written against the backdrop of Agatha Christie's wonderful murder mystery, The Murder on the Orient Express, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will give you an entirely different outlook on what's really going on in the world today. So, but how do you express this? Well, I put together everything I've learned over a period of about 40 years, 38 years anyway, and, of course, in a readable form, short, concise, to the point. A book ordinarily markets for $12.95. You can get them for $2.50 each, plus shipping. The Brotherhood of Darkness, you have to get a case. And, of course, you can get a case for $149.95 plus shipping. Somebody wanted a half a case. But we're not encouraging half cases. If you want a half a case, get somebody else to go in on it with you. But as soon as we are fully subscribed, why? Of course, we won't make the offer again for a number of years. But what we need to do is reach as many people as we can in the time that's allotted to us. And who allots the time? God allots the time. I don't. So our purpose is to educate people and prepare them for what lies ahead. And, you know, I think that people should be working politically. They should be educating others. They should be trying after they've made the preparations for themselves and their families and made sure that they're in a good relationship with our Lord. They should be going ahead and organizing their communities, certainly in their congressional districts, working within the political process. If you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you believe in America, get involved. But, of course, right now, of course, somebody's going to have to take the leadership in your community, and hopefully the people who are leaders will get involved and get other people working with them. People are looking for leadership. The traditional leadership has totally been a failure because our organizations have been infiltrated by the enemies of freedom. Anyway, of course, we hope you want to get the Secret Mystery Series going into the background of the secret societies who were here when America was founded. That's the secret mystery of America's beginning. Riddles in Stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital. And the Eye of the Phoenix. There, you can get them separately. I think they're $24.95 or each. If you get all three of them together, they're $59.95. And they are very expertly done, very professionally done. And, of course, I play a very small part in each one of them. What I say is totally unimportant. But other than the fact that there have always been two forces in America, one, the Christian, the other, the occult. And if I played any part in that, it was putting that idea over. The two forces are here. At one time, the occult was hidden. Now it's right out in the open. And the President of the United States...